Welcome to Trivia with Dad. I'm your host, Dad. We have a family-friendly show with four topics, five questions per topic for a total of 20 answers. We also end the show with two truths and a lie. We hope you enjoy.
Welcome to Trivia with Dad.
Hello, we missed ya. Thanks for listening. As always, we appreciate ya. Our numbers are growing. It's pretty cool. We are living the dream. In fact, we reinvested in the show. Did we buy a $600 mic to make our audio sound better? No. But we bought a $35 soundproof blanket and hung it up in the room. So let's see what it does. What do we have today? We got South Carolina, goldfish, middle school slang, and hot dogs. Round one, South Carolina. These girls love South Carolina. They would bail on this show right now and drive to South Carolina because their five wonderful cousins live there. Question one. What carnivorous plant is only native to the wetlands of North and South Carolina?
The Venus flytrap?
Correct. Aunt Heather is very big into carnivorous plants. Feed me, Seymour. There are carnivorous plants in the Philippines large enough to capture and eat squirrels. Question 2. South Carolina named its capital city after Christopher Columbus. What other U.S. state did the same?
Ohio?
Correct. 2 for 2. Columbus, Ohio. Columbia, South Carolina. Columbia was almost named Washington after George Washington. Question 3. Which famous singer with the moniker The Godfather of Soul was born in Barnwell, South Carolina?
Frank Sinatra?
Wonderful guess, but incorrect.
I don't know.
James Brown. 17 number one hits. I feel good. Papa's Got a Brand New Bag is another one. Question 4. The state spider of South Carolina happens to be the largest spider species in North America. What type of spider would that be?
Tarantula?
Another wonderful guess, but incorrect.
The wolf spider?
Correct, the wolf spider. They don't even use webs to capture their prey. They use speed and eyesight, putting all those eyes to work. Question 5. The Chattooga River is known for whitewater rafting. How many classes of rapids are there?
Five?
Incorrect.
Six?
Yes, six. I would have guessed five, Maddie. I've always thought there was five. Apparently, there is a sixth class rapid, and it's a generally unrunnable whitewater rapids.
So one time, me and my cousins went whitewater rafting, and the tour guide, he got out of the boat and left us to fend for ourselves for like a minute, and then he got back in.
Yeah, those whitewater rafting guides are always full of fun stories and fun tricks.
Yeah.
4 out of 5 for the ladies for South Carolina. They start strong today. Round 2, goldfish. There are over 200 varieties. They live and sleep with their eyes open because they have no eyelids. A group of goldfish is not called a school. It's called a trebling. Lastly, they do not have stomachs. Just very long intestines. Question 1. What is the most common color of goldfish?
Yellow?
Incorrect.
Orange?
Correct. With the second most common being a variety of red, white, and red, orange.
One time, I became vegetarian, except for eating goldfish.
Like the cracker?
Yeah.
Question 2. What does it mean if someone says you have the mind of a goldfish?
You ate all their goldfish?
No.
You're dumb?
No! You have a terrible memory, they say. It's commonly believed goldfish have like a 3-second memory or something weird like that, but it's not true. They have quite impressive memories. They are able to remember where in their tank they're usually fed. They can correlate particular actions to rewards. They can escape nets and navigate mazes and remember other goldfish after long periods of separation. Question 3. In which country were goldfish first domesticated?
The U.S.
Nope.
Japan.
You gotta guess China for everything, folks. When in doubt, you say China because that's where they were first domesticated.
Were goldfish made in China?
Oh, they were made in China. Vocab word of the day, domesticated means like people kept them as pets. Question 4. How many gallons of water are recommended per goldfish in home aquariums?
Five.
Incorrect.
Six.
No, it doesn't work this time. It's actually 20 gallons per goldfish with a minimum of 10 if you want them to grow to full size. We have some goldfish upstairs in a maybe 20 gallon tank, and I think there's 7 to 8 of them, so they're definitely not growing to full size, but they seem like happy little critters. Question 5. There's a rule when feeding goldfish. If food is still in the water after this many minutes, you are feeding them too much. How many minutes?
One?
Incorrect.
Five?
Should have just one-upped her this time, because it's 2 minutes. These girls struggle. They got the mind of a goldfish. 1 out of 5 for the round. 5 points halfway through the show. Sponsor update, Golf Pong. This product is new and growing just like us. What an amazing team. This product is fun at a barbecue just like us. This product can be hung out with indoors or outdoors just like us. Check the link in the description. Moving on to round 3. Middle school slang. Shout out to Maddie who came up with this topic and I immediately stole it from her. So thank you, Maddie. Slang shows that you're cool one day. It's a sign that you're old the next day. Question 1. If you say something is cap, what are you saying?
Lies.
Correct. It is not true. It's a lie. Example, I'm the smartest one in math class. That's cap, bro. If you're not lying, you say no cap. Question 2. Translate this sentence. She's got mad riz.
She is very angry?
No.
She has crazy temper?
No. She has charisma or charm. Question 3. What does it mean to boop something?
It means that you touch the nose and say boop, and it means that it's cute.
That's right. Affectionately poke something or someone on the nose. Question 4. What does it mean if you tell someone they are selling so hard?
Uh, I'm a middle schooler, I don't know.
No idea.
You guys are selling on this question. It means doing bad at something. You hear it a lot, or I hear it a lot in my PE classes when people are miss shots. It's like, oh, you're selling. Question 5. What does skibbity mean?
Charming?
Yes, charming.
Honestly, I'm basically giving a point no matter what you said. It says skibbity is an adjective that can have multiple meanings, such as cool, or dumb, or bad. It comes from the meme culture and originates from Skibbity Toilet, a popular YouTube video that is basically nonsense. My understanding of skibbity, and I am not hip in any way, I still like ankle socks, is that you can just say skibbity and just about anything, and then little kids will giggle. Girls, 8 points headed into round 4. Hot dogs. July is National Hot Dog Month. Hot dogs, we all seem to eat them even though we're a little grossed out by them. Question 1. What mildly famous person holds the world record for most hot dogs eaten in 10 minutes?
Bobby LaBud?
No.
Bob the Builder?
No, Joey Chestnut. He's notorious for eating hot dogs on July 4th in Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. But, big controversy in 2024, he was not in the contest. He was barred from competing because he signed a deal with Impossible Foods, the plant-based hot dog company. I'm sure you've heard all about it at home. Who can avoid this story? Bigger than Bronny James, bigger than UFOs, bigger than the moon landing. Question 2. How much is a hot dog and soda at Costco?
$1.75?
Incorrect.
$3.75?
$1.50. For over 40 years, it's been $1.50, and apparently Costco does lose money on this deal. Costco is raising membership prices for the first time in 7 years, but the hot dog will remain the same. Question 3. What brand sells the most hot dogs? Multiple choice. Ballparks, Nathan's, Oscar Mayer, or Hillshire Farms?
Ballparks?
Correct, Ballparks. I went to the grocery store the other day because I was researching the hot dog round and it made me want a hot dog. So I saw all the brands, knowing Ballparks was the one that sold the most. So what did I do? Buy the underdog? No, I'm a front runner. I bought more Ballparks. Question 4. In which country were hot dogs first popularized?
Turkey?
No.
China?
No. Germany for the actual dog. Americans in Coney Island popularized the addition of the bun. Austria would get you a point too. Question 5. What is the name of the fast food chain known for its foot-long hot dogs?
Subway.
Those would be foot-long subs, but I'm sure a lot of people went there as well, Maddie.
Wendy's.
Sonic. Sonic has nothing to do with Sonic the Hedgehog. It's actually an acronym. Sonic. Service at the speed of sound. 1 out of 5 for hot dogs. 2 truths and a lie. Passwords. Huge data breach last week, over 4 billion passwords released, AT&T calls and text records exposed. Is your password safe? Statement 1. The most common password is 123456. Statement 2. 31% of people use the same password for everything. Statement 3. Employees spend an average of 36 minutes a month typing out passwords. So you have most common password, 123456. 31% of people, same password for everything. 36 minutes a month typing passwords for employees. The lie, children.
31% of people.
Correct, because it's 13%. See, I flipped the numbers around to try to confuse you. Another very common password is password. And if they need you to add a symbol and a number, people will use the at symbol for the A and zero for the O.
I know another common password is QWERTY.
Oh, that's right. I did see that. And lots of people have their pets in their passwords as well. Not me. I don't. My password's almost unbreakable. It doesn't include pets. Doesn't include Maddie's name. It's Trivia with